Hey, a man who is never as happy as he is when it is A, cloudy, or B, raining just a little bit. That would be Larry Weber, an educator, author, and naturalist, who joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Morning, Larry.
Yes, and one more word to throw in there, and that is the word cool. That's okay.
Larry's very cool.
I'm speaking to you this morning from the Boulder Environmental Learning Center north of Duluth on Boulder Lake. I have been teaching a Minnesota Master Naturalist class this week here, and it has been an outstanding time. We just took a period of time in May to take a look at the region and to take a look at the mixed forest that we have here. And boy, has this been a spectacular experience. Getting back to last Friday for a moment, that was a day in July. If anybody were to say temperatures in the 90s with thunderstorms late in the day, we would think July. So that's what happens. That was a bit of a quirk. And for many of us, we were pretty glad that that happened that way. This is the time in May where we have two outstanding things going on. Number one is the spring wildflowers. I've talked about them before, but things are going to be changing pretty quickly with them. So one of the things we did on our class this week is we visited Jay Cook State Park and walked through the areas where the wildflowers were in bloom, and they were just outstanding. Even though it was cloudy there, and even though most of the blossoms open a lot better in sunlight, no one was disappointed. They were just carpeting the forest floor. And we came up with about 20 different kinds that were in bloom. The most abundant were the trout lilies, both yellow and white, and the spring beauties, which are pink, and they just carpet the floor. They are amazing. We did also see the trilliums that are so well known, the big white flowers of the trilliums. We saw Jack in the Pulpit, which is also kind of a cool flower that everybody wants to see in the spring. And we saw wild strawberry, wood anemone, toothwort, bellworts, various kinds of violets. The list goes on and on. It's quite outstanding. Now, what happens is they grab the sunlight while they can, and the leaves are coming out on the trees. That's one thing that a hot day like last week did really quickly, was the trees has caused them to open their leaves faster. And soon, that same place that we walked will be in shade. And the flowers that will persist and do well after that are more shade tolerant, and they are not yet blooming, but they will be soon, as well as ferns. Now, we found lots and lots of fiddleheads of the ferns coming up above, but they will really take over that same area and grow much taller. Anybody who wants to get out and see these spring wildflowers at Jay Cook State Park, yes, you still can do it. I would say definitely this weekend and maybe even much of next week. You can still get out and take a look, but they will be fading when the shade comes across, so keep that in mind. Nevertheless, it was just an outstanding walk. Other things of note, the frogs are still calling. We've been having spring peepers and chorus frogs calling around here every day. Between the time of last week and Spoke and then this week, at least in my property, the toads have had their calling time. Toads are really weird that way. I think, once again, this was the impact of the hot day. But on the next day, I heard toads calling in large numbers. They are a fast-breeding critter. They spend almost all their life on land, but when it comes time for reproducing, they will go to the water, and the males call the females with a kind of a high-pitched trilling noise, and they will, once they start breeding, they just continue and continue for like 24 hours nonstop, often going a couple of days, but just that fast, it's all over. And so then they go back on land again. They're really an interesting situation, and that's what's been happening. The other one, the gray tree frog, they've been calling, and with the cooler weather now, they kind of slow down. But when it warms up next week, they'll be calling again. Another thing we've been seeing this week, and we saw it a couple of times, is turtles up on land. Turtles up on land, once we get to June, usually is a sign that they're finding a place to lay eggs. But turtles up on land right now are probably not. They're probably just dispersing, going from one place to another. And we saw that several times this week. We also had an interesting watching of bats. There is some bat houses up here in the place where we're staying. And the bats, these were little brown bats, are highly gregarious, and they congregate in these bat houses. And then at about dusk, they'll drop down and take their evening flight and go out and feed on insects. Sunset has been a little bit after 8:30, and they come out of their shelter usually about a half hour, a little over a half hour later. Then they'll go out and they'll take their flight. And so what we did is we all sat there and watched, just to watch the flight, and it was a really cool thing to see, about 50 of them. I mentioned the sunset about about 8:30. It's actually a little bit later than that. And we are, during this weekend, during this time of the year, mid-May, we are at the time of 15 hours of daylight. The solstice next month in June is the longest time of the year for daylight. We do not quite reach 16 hours in our region. It's almost 16. So the days continue to get longer, but not so rapidly as they did earlier. And, of course, there is the migration of the birds. That's the other major thing that happens right now. For the most abundant of the migrants, of course, are the warblers. I have, every year, I try to see all 26 species of warblers that come through in the springtime. And I think I said before how that's not really that hard to do if you have a network of people and people contacting you about everything they've seen, and then you're willing to drive all over the place. But I don't do that. I try to see them right where I am, and I try to see all 26. So far, I've seen about half of them, and of course, many of them are singing. Lots of them will keep going, and some of them will stay right here and breed. We also are seeing sparrows. We've been hearing the songs of the white-throat sparrow, and then yesterday we saw its cousin, the white-crowned sparrow. I saw some spotted sandpipers during this week. Also things like orioles and grosbeaks and hummingbirds, flycatchers, vireos, thrushes, swallows are all coming through in migration. So when you take a walk this time of year, you need to keep an eye on the ground to see the spring wildflowers, but you also need to keep an eye on the trees to see all these different migrants. And speaking of an eye on the tree, besides having the leaves coming out right now, we are probably also noticing blossoms. There are three small ones that started off with blossoming in May. One of them is the wild plum. Another one is the Juneberry, also called serviceberry. And then there's another one called pin cherry. They are the trio that begin the blossoming in the trees. Lilac, I saw a place where lilac was starting to open this week. And then we have the sugar maples are blossoming. Now, of course, their flower is a lot weirder, but they have a flower as well. So the trees are giving us a lot more than just the leaves. So, wow, it is an amazing time, Lisa. And I think clouds or no clouds, cool or not, wow, get out and take a look. It is really excellent. You'll notice I haven't mentioned mosquitoes. One of the things this week we did is we explored the little pools, the little what's called vernal ponds, the ponds that show up after snow melt. We explored those, and we found a lot of the larvae and the pupa of mosquitoes. And before they can come out and look for us for a meal of blood, they have to go through those growing up stages first. The larvae and the pupa are both in water. When they finally emerge as an adult, they need next to breed, and they do this with a big swarm up in the air. And then when that's all over, then she gets the desire to have a meal of blood so she can lay her eggs. So all that takes time, and that's why we don't have the mosquitoes showing up immediately as soon as the weather starts to warm. But maybe in another week and a half to 2 weeks, we will see them. So who knows? Maybe next time I'll be talking about how the wonderful mosquitoes had made their move. So anyway, Lisa, yes, it is May, mid-May. Get out and enjoy it, even if it is a Friday the 13th.
You betcha. Care. Hey, even when it's 90 degrees, Larry Weber's cool. We just want to let you know. Today's Backyard Almanac is made possible in part by Ralph Eye Care Specialists, located at 4413 Air Base Road in Hermantown. Online at ralpheyecare.com. Ralph Eye Care Specialists, vision for the future.